the home base in Brookfield, Wisconsin, welcome to the latest episode of Inside Connect and Simplify. I'm Stephanie Paulson, Manager of Digital Marketing. I joined the benefit companies in 2017, and I shape the words, phrases, and images that represent the benefit companies.
And I'm Roger Furstenow, Account Executive, Subject Matter Expert in Personal and Business Insurance, Member of the Marketing Team, and Networking Nerd. I joined the benefit companies in 2016. Thanks for listening. One thing we've learned while writing and recording podcasts is sometimes it makes sense to revisit some of our earlier topics and expand on them. We started this podcast in June of 2020. It's now March of 2021, 1 year since COVID-19 found its way into our world and turned it upside down. Here are a couple of observations and thoughts.
When this started, we all expected a slight interruption in our lives. What we have found, though, is a major disruption, inconsistent information and data reporting, a multitude of approaches on how to handle it from the global level all the way down to the places where we live. Flatten the curve, social distancing, mask mandates, contact tracing, essential business, herd immunity, PPE, work from home, follow the science. Sadly, these terms are all now commonplace as we work through this. But people are resilient, innovative, creative, and will take risks to protect themselves and their businesses. People also get to a point where they've just had enough.
I've seen this in a couple of different areas of life. Here in Wisconsin, we just celebrated St. Patrick's Day. Last year, there was no celebration. The state closed bars and restaurants on March 16. From that day until now, there have been state and local adjustments to the service industry, too many to count. And business owners have had to adjust and adapt to stay in business. This year, on March 17th, I played a 9 a.m. to noon time slot at a local Irish bar and grill. I've been playing this venue for years. And by the time we finished at noon, the place was packed, the outdoor tents and seating were filling up, and people were celebrating all things Irish. People have had enough and wanted to let off some steam.
There's been an overall shift from being overly cautious to a state of, let's be cautious, but we just need to start our lives. Several counties in Wisconsin have relaxed or dropped their mandates on masks, restaurant and bar occupancy, and limits on gatherings.
At church, people who have not attended all year are slowly coming back, and more people are okay with a handshake greeting.
And the joy on people's faces when they get outside and enjoy the spring-like weather we're having is a really big deal. I'm pretty sure the dogs feel it too. Every dog I met this week seemed especially excited to visit. Maybe they just need to hear who's a good boy from more people than just their pet parents. Don't lose sight of morale, personal or at your company or whatever group you belong to. Morale has taken a big hit this last year and we need some good news, some good vibes, and some good stuff.
We did an episode last summer on morale and what we were experiencing here at the benefit companies. We have attached our episode, It's a Cruel Summer, as a reminder to take care of your family, friends, and coworkers.
We can be cautious, care for others, and still live life to its fullest. We lost a year to COVID-19. Let's not make it two. From August of 2020, here's It's a Cruel Summer. Thanks for listening, and be well.
Welcome to Inside Connect and Simplify, the light version. I'm Roger Furstenow, Account Executive, Subject Matter Expert in Personal and Business Insurance, Marketing Teammate, and Networking Savant. I joined the benefit companies in 2016.
And I'm Stephanie Paulson, Manager of Digital Marketing. I joined the benefit companies in 2017, and I shape the words, phrases, and images that represent the benefit companies. Cruel Summer by Bananarama sums up exactly what we're feeling right now. In this 1983 hit, the lyrics speak to our current reality. Hot summer streets, it's too close for comfort. My friends are away and I'm on my own. It's a cruel, cruel summer leaving me here on my own. And so that leads us now to our thought for today.
Don't lose sight of company morale. We had something come up at work recently that kind of caught us off guard. After thinking about it, we felt it might make sense to share with you, as it could easily happen at your company, or church, or school, or whatever meeting place you might be at.
As you know by now, the benefit companies was considered an essential business when COVID-19 appeared. While around two-thirds of the group went off-site to work from home, we were blessed to be open and running at full strength from the beginning.
Personally, I had the choice, and I chose to stay in the office for a number of reasons. with only about 15 people in an office built for 60, I felt pretty safe. Also, we as a company feel pretty confident that a version of this virus came through the office back in November. No proof of that, but the signs and symptoms certainly mirrored the virus we are dealing with right now.
And while Roger was in the office with the on-site team, I moved home. And I couldn't wait for my phone to ring to talk to anybody from the office, because that made me feel actually normal. Don't get me wrong, I loved working in my power pajamas and having the extra time with my dogs, but I missed my people.
When we had the opportunity to bring the remote squad back in the office, we did it with thought and concern for the entire team. Like any office, we have some folks who are germ conscious before the virus. We talked to everyone, made some logistical changes in our seating and procedures, and our leadership team gave us all the accommodations needed to feel safe and still get the work done.
Then we brought the remote squad back in shifts over a 3-week span. It was awesome to see the team face to face and catch up with everybody. There was a real energy in the building.
Fast forward to August 1st, 2020. That's when the state of Wisconsin issued a mandatory mask mandate whenever we are indoors.
Now, before the mandate, we had a couple of teammates that wore masks regularly and voluntarily, while the majority of the team chose not to.
On Monday, August 3rd, we all put on our masks as we entered the office, and our morale almost disappeared. The office was almost silent, except for calls and keystrokes. No chatting, no laughter, no stopping by someone's desk. Even the dogs were quiet. This went on for a couple of days before we started to pull ourselves out of the funk. It helped that our leadership team walked around and chatted with everyone about whatever. Just the chat was enough to get us moving again.
And we tell you that to tell you this. Don't lose sight of your company morale. When 2/3 of the team left the office in March, that was a negative for our morale. It was obvious that getting our remote squad back in June was such a boost and such a positive for our team morale. Then the mandatory mask mandate came, and it was a negative. 2 weeks into the mask mandate, and we are trending back into the positive.
These ups and downs are not affecting service, but they could be affecting our teammates. Now more than ever, take the time to keep engaged with the people you work with. With so many aspects of life being impacted by COVID-19, work may be the only reliable part of their day.
And if you notice somebody off their game, do something. If not us, then who? If not now, then when? Just like your family and circle of friends and community groups you belong to, your work family needs you during this mess too. Thanks for listening. Be well.
Inside Connect and Simplify is sponsored by The Benefit Companies and our trademark human capital management platform, Connect and Simplify. Connect and Simplify integrates payroll, time labor management, human resources, retirement plans, and employee benefits in one single sign-on cloud-based platform. We help you manage your workforce from hire to retire. Go to connectandsimplify.com to learn more about our products and services, our educational resources, and our relationship with UKG, Ultimate Kronos Group. UKG is our technology partner who gives us the best-in-class, state-of-the-art technology so we can give our clients the best solutions for their company. Again, that is connectandsimplify.com. Thanks for listening.